Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. This is episode 113 of The Big Show. And as ever, it is really, really good to have you here. I really appreciate it. There's a lot to talk about today, though today's episode is going to be a little bit different. There's always a ton of e-commerce news. There's always a ton of marketing news. There's always a ton of mobile news to discuss. But I got a really interesting question. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day whose company is beginning to really do a lot more marketing. They haven't done a lot of marketing for a long time. They've always relied on word of mouth. They've always relied upon, you know, their existing client base. And the question came up about, great, I understand technically that how search ought to work, and I understand technically how social ought to work, and I understand technically how mobile ought to work. But the question he really had was, how do you really put digital to work for real? How do you make it work in an organization? In his specific case, it's a big enough organization that there's some silos and there's some different parts of the organization that, you know, have different objectives and different agendas. And how do you make digital work? How do you put digital to work in an organization? In some ways, how do you transform the organization in such a way that you use digital appropriately? And I thought it was a really interesting question, and I'd like to give you some thoughts on the answer today, with the caveat that, you know, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. There is no silver bullet to this. You know, anybody who tells you that here's a silver bullet and you just do this one thing and it's all going to be perfect every single time, probably trying to sell you something, right? Because it is complicated. But the first thing I would point out is that what digital really does is it magnifies and it accelerates what's already happening within your organization. So, for instance, if your organization is highly functional and highly integrated and works seamlessly and smoothly all the time, then digital is going to accelerate that, and it's going to magnify that. It's going to actually shine a broad light on the things you're doing well, and it's going to help you move more quickly on delivering those things that you do well. Now, of course, the flip side is, if any part of your organization is not completely functional, not that that would happen. I mean, come on. Everything is all sunshine and rainbows everywhere every day, right? Okay, not really. You have some challenges here and there. Of course you do. That's okay. But digital will often magnify those and accelerate those. So it's always a good idea to really think clearly about what it is you're trying to do and who it is you're trying to serve, who it is you're, what problems you're trying to solve. You know, I always think that it's a great idea to think first about who's the customer you're trying to work with. When I worked for a very large company a few years back, we had a situation in that we had two different customers. We had the customer who was our franchisee. We were a franchisor. And we also had our customer who were the people who came into those franchises. And every place that things went well, It was because we were very clear on we are serving this specific customer, whether it's the franchisee or whether it's the person who comes into the franchisee's location. When we did it right, when we did it best, it was because it was very clear on who we were serving. Now, ultimately, we decided as a company that the right customer to serve was the franchisee. And that's okay. There's no right or wrong answer to this. An old boss of mine used to say very frequently, if you look at Visa or you look at American Express, they take two very different approaches to solving a similar problem. And they are very clear on who their customer is. American Express serves the customer, serves the cardholder. And Visa serves the bank. And they're always very clear on how is American Express going to help the cardholder? How are they going to provide the right services and the right products that make things better for the cardholder? And Visa is always very clear on how are they going to do things that help the banks. Now, they often do that by helping the cardholder. But fundamentally, they're really looking at how do we make it better for the bank? And if you can do a good job of that, you've covered your first base. The second thing you have to do is you have to bring your data. You have to focus on the data that you have. How are you going to measure the outcomes of the things you're working on? So if you say, we're going to solve this problem for a customer, and we've identified who that customer is, well, then how will you know when you got there? What are the things that you need to do to ensure that you can track or that you can count what actually occurred? Did it deliver? Did it work? People talk a lot about big data these days. I've talked about it a lot recently in terms of how, in fact, last week, you want to own the customer, you need to own the data. I shared some information in a post the day after last week's podcast episode where there was data from Forbes Insights that said if you boost you can boost customer satisfaction and ultimately boost your revenues by collecting data and putting it in the hands of the people who interact with customers in an appropriate way, such that you will provide a greater service to your customer and such that they will be more satisfied. But you need to know what is it that you're actually going to measure. Is it customer satisfaction? Is it revenue? Is it sales? Is it profitability? Is it repeat business? You want to understand what it is you're going to measure, because the better a job you do of that, the more you will focus on those things that actually drive you to the measurement. Right? So first you have to know who the customer is. Then you have to know how are we going to tell we did a good job for that customer, whichever one it is. And the third reason that that data becomes so important is because ultimately it drives accountability. And really, that's the biggest thing you need to do. You need to understand who is ultimately accountable. I use a tool all the time called a RACI chart, where you talk about who is responsible, who is accountable, who is consulted on a given initiative, and who needs to be informed about a given initiative. So you're very clear for each task and for each activity, who's actually doing the work, the responsible party. Who's accountable? Meaning, whose job is it to get those who are responsible the resources and the tools and the organizational freedom and the structure such that they can actually do the things they're responsible to do? And that's the one that often breaks down. When things go bad in digital, it is often because there were not clear lines of who was accountable for making this thing actually succeed. Who's accountable for helping the people doing the job do the job more effectively? I believe it has to be somebody relatively senior in your organization who is taking full accountability for getting those people on their team the right tools, the right resources, the right funding, the right permission to say no to certain things. Because sometimes you have to say no, you have to prioritize. You have to say, here's the dependencies that are on this. And so how do we make sure those dependencies come into play? Making sure that they're giving people the support that they need and the infrastructure that they need. And making sure that they hold the people who are responsible accountable for the things they are responsible for. Right? So if person A is responsible for one component, whether it's the creative or whether it's the media planning or whether it's the buy or whether it's the measurement, that someone is holding them to account for that component as well. Because obviously it often requires these cross-functional teams, which really isn't about, you know, kumbaya. Instead, it's about risk prevention and avoiding mistakes and representing all issues and making sure that you have people who are sufficiently skilled in all the different areas that make digital work available and held accountable to actually make digital work. Right? So I would say you really want to focus on who is ultimately accountable. And have you clarified the roles within those accountabilities to a degree where you can say, okay, we know that person A is responsible for this and has the tools and the support to make that occur. We know that person B is responsible for another component and has the tools and the support and the resources to make that occur. We know that person 3 is responsible for this and has the tools and the support and the systems and all to make that occur. And when you do that, when you define who the customer is and focus clearly on them, when you make sure you understand how you're going to measure your success, and when you've determined who's accountable and who's responsible and who's consulted and who's informed throughout, when you put all that together, that's when you will put digital to work most effectively. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. I will, of course, provide some links to some of this information in the show notes, which you can find at timpeter.com/podcast. I want to remind you, of course, that you can subscribe to the podcast by clicking on timpeter.com/podcast and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher is. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. And just like my friend asked me this question the other day, you can ask me questions too by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com with any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, anything that comes to top of mind for you that you'd love to hear about related to digital or e-commerce or marketing or mobile. Love to have that conversation with you. So please feel free to drop me a line anytime. With that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of this week, a great weekend, and I will look forward to speaking with you again on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you.